the most important thing I try to share with my service managers is you have to have a clear-cut career path for that individual. Noah, you brought it up and it made me smile when you said that that was one of the things you look for, because I believe it my whole heart. If I can show that entry-level candidate a map and just say, this is where you need to be, they're going to be 10 times more successful. They're going to know where they are and where they're going. Most of our entry-level candidates are going to start in the Lube Center. And one of the main things in a Lube Center I try to teach and tell people too is the most important piece of equipment that a tech will ever have is actually a sheet of paper or something on a screen. And it's called a multi-point inspection. And if you don't know how to do that correctly and you can't do it right every time, you're not going to make the money you're going to make. You're not going to be safe to your customer, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on down the line. So when a candidate can be in a Lube Center and see 20 different vehicles a day as opposed to two for a while, they're doing 20 different inspections, they're going to get good at it, right? So we can take those entry-level candidates and then we can start basic training. Now I can take a student that's come from a school and maybe even had some manufacturer's training, and they may be going to more of an apprenticeship. They may be actually working right with a master-level tech immediately and starting to do a little bit of higher level things. As we all know in the dealership world, we're sort of strapped to what the manufacturer demands and expects with what that tech can do. So their certifications have to match up to the work that they're doing, and they're very stringent about that. Some schools do a good job of working with manufacturers to get some of that out of the way, but for the most part, that'll be the onus is on the dealership to do that. In fact, an entry level to a master level technician right now is well over $125,000 investment per individual per dealership. Now the ROI on that's fantastic if you can keep that tech motivated and with you that long, because they're going to produce a lot and they're going to make a lot of money as well. So there's different levels to different students. We do seek students coming out of that secondary education as much as we can. I think it gives them more polish. It gives them a lot more grasp of the basics and builds a great foundation. And for some of them, and I think it helps them a lot to be out of the house for a while and get some of that independence so that they're sort of ready to start a career. And I think some schools do a really good job at that.